Okay, and this is chutzpah. News Limited put out a note to all their news agents saying T2020, news agents for the future. And this comes at a time, they just run a competition for news agents, how you can be, support your news agent and all these sorts of things. You read the fine print and all this and all the wonderful things, we're pleased to announce this and that. They are going to cut news agencies down to only people who apparently sell 10,000 newspapers for News Limited, metropolitan regional ones, either by home delivery or in their shops. Otherwise, I guess they don't get papers. I've received some emails from people saying that this is going to kill our news agency. On the line now, one of those from the Bullion Plaza news agency, Eugene O'Hearn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Darren.
Now, am I misreading this? Or just, what?
No, you're right on it. You're right on the money. And the extraordinary thing is they've delivered this knockout blow to news agents. And extraordinarily, my simple question is, what have I done wrong to deserve this? I've kept my part of the contract over the years. I've faithfully delivered the papers every day. Suddenly, for their own better reasons, they have decided that a model which wasn't broken, they're now going to reinvent. And to add insult to injury, having given us a knockout death blow, they're going to cut the margin for the news, for the few papers that a news agent might sell in his shop, from 25% down to 12.5%, which is 14 cents for a sun on a weekday, which isn't much, is it?
So will you still be able to, will a small news agent still be able to sell the papers?
That's what I'm saying, you can, but...
you get 40 cents a paper.
You get 14.
Yeah.
14 cents. It's extraordinary. Said bluntly, they've hit us with a knockout blow. You had the figures right. There'd be about 45 distributors in the whole of Victoria, down from about 650. What happens to the others? Well, they're facing financial ruin. Simply, I faced bankruptcy. I borrowed heavily to get into this news agency. And now... my business is going to be virtually worthless because a news agent is a news agent that delivers papers.
Well, that's what I was thinking. As soon as I saw this from somebody, I said, this is crazy. Now, have they been in touch with you? I think they knew you were going to speak to me.
That's right, yes. They tried some arm wrestling, but I'm one of these people that's hard to arm wrestle with. They tried to keep me off the air because it's such a bad look. And my question is behind it, Darren, is what's it all about? Are they trying here in Melbourne at, you know, the Herald and Sun, to show the big boys in News Limited that they are doing something, even if it's quite, in a sense, counterproductive, because they're only going to shoot themselves in the foot. I think there'll be another death blow to newspapers.
Well, you would think so. So you think the number of news agencies could be cut from 650 to what?
45. To 45 distributors in the whole of Victoria, because they're only going to allow people, as you said very accurately at the beginning, who will distribute more than 10,000 papers a day.
And I would suspect there's some people out there, small news agencies, who are selling like 1,000 papers a day, 2,000 papers a day.
Sorry?
There'd be small news agencies, they're selling less than 1,000 a day.
Even Herald, we're quite a reasonable news agency, but we only buy or sell 650 Herald Suns on a weekday. We sell about equivalent number because of the area we're in. We sell quite a few ages, but that's the story. So we're out of the picture completely. They've given us the kiss of death. And I feel sorry too for my loyal workers, you know, and the loyal workers too.
When does this come in?
Well, that's the thing. It's funny, isn't it? They've rushed it out, and then people are trying to say, oh, but you haven't read the fine print, you haven't done this, you haven't done that. But they announced it all, and it will come in, so we're told, in early 2013.
Well, listen, we're trying to get a comment from the Herald Weekly Times, from the News Limited, and we'll follow up tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Darren, for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. From the Bullion Plaza News Agency, Eugene O'Hearn. It's live. Bye-bye.